You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Hey, it's Kim Komando today, your daily podcast to keep you up to date with all things digital and beyond. And I'd love to have you be a part of our podcast. You can make an appointment to speak with me. Just head over to komando.com, and on the top right, there's a button that says email Kim. Fill that out, and that's it. I would like to kick off with something super interesting. And let's talk about video calls and backgrounds, because I saw this research report, and I was like, oh, gosh, I got to tell these guys and gals about it, because choosing a video call background is like maybe choose an outfit for a blind date. It's all about first impressions. So if you have a non-revealing background, like a plain white wall, you might think like, hey, this is like James Bond villainish. What does it scream competency? Well, not really. If you pivot towards a revealing background, say an eclectic bookshelf or maybe your large collection of garden gnomes, yeah, that's disturbing, you're going to come across as friendly and sincere. And as it turns out, revealing backgrounds actually make you seem better. And so if you just have nothing behind you on video calls, you might want to start thinking about changing that. But speaking of Zoom meetings, you know, they're basically seances with the living. Because if you start thinking about it, it's like, Brian, are you there? Are you there? Make a sound if you can hear us. Can you hear us? You're on mute. Brian. Yeah. And on that happy note, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, and boys and girls to, yes, it's the Kim Komando Show, because after all, funny how this works. I'm Kim Komando, America's beloved digital goddess. It's the largest award-winning show about all things digital. And you're about to get more tech smarts, because every single thing is now a tech thing. And if you're a new listener to the Kim Komando Show, so glad that you're here. And if you're already a listener, welcome back. Now, you can find my award-winning show on over 420 top stations throughout the United States, and you can get us as a podcast or as a webcast commercial-free over at komando.com. In the upper right-hand corner of the homepage, there's a big old yellow button that says Komando Community, and yes, I did say commercial-free. Every single day, I go to, 30 or more different websites to make sure that we're both up to date on all things digital, and these are the top five things you need to know right now. We're going to start with a warning. Thousands of websites that look exactly like top quality clothing stores are online right now just stealing credit card numbers and identities. And here's what you need to know. The scammers are setting up websites that mimic the real sites. Big names like Reebok and Skechers, Vans, Nike, Timberland, The North Face, Kate Spade, Guess, Casio, so many more. And they're detailed and they show the latest fashions. Now, you select your items and you check out, but you're not going to get anything except a credit card bill. Plus, the thieves have your shipping address, your email address, and your phone number. So before you buy any product online, I just want to make sure that you're absolutely certain that you are on the genuine website, the real website of the item that you want. And just because Google says, hey, you know, you did a search and this is the site you want to go to, doesn't mean that it's real. You need to make sure that you're on the official site. All right, number two, that's right, the airlines, they are now coming for your data. Summer is officially here, and that means vacations are in full swing. And if you think that the most invasive thing that can happen on your flight is when the guy in front of you reclines that seat back way too far, think again. The airlines already have your full name, your email, your phone number, your passport, your credit cards, numbers. I mean, think about all this. Now, your face is also in their files, along with, yeah, a good idea of how much you weigh. And this summer, they're keeping track of the kind of food that you eat, how much alcohol that you drink, and also what brand. Now, if you're on the plane and you're using their Wi-Fi, just know that they're recording everything that you do online. They're also keeping track of the kind of movies that you're watching in flight. Now, they're especially noting your behavior. So if you're rude, they're going to make a note of that. And the records are permanent, and so they're probably for sale to other airlines, too. And how about a really bad joke right now? Okay, yes, I know. You said, yes, I want to hear it. Okay, you ready? This is one that you're going to want to tell your family members and friends. A photon is heading to catch a plane, and the agent asks, hey, do you have any checked baggage? And the photon says, no, I don't. I'm traveling light. All right. Maybe it wasn't that funny. Number three on our list are influencers and journalists. More troubling news surrounding TikTok, Snapchat, Instagram. News which explains why a lot of folks under the age of 30 are the worst informed generation, they say. New research from London finds that 55% of TikTok, Snapchat, and Instagram users get their news from online influencers. That's right, and personalities. They don't really have maybe the best education or expertise. And of course, many of them are hawking questionable products without admitting that they're being paid to do so. You see, influencers are skilled at the art of seduction. They build this one-side relationship where the influencer's emotional energy seduces the viewer into believing that this real bond has been created and that they're trustworthy. So, bottom line here, social media should never be trusted as a legitimate news source. For that, make sure that you just get our daily free tech newsletter. You can sign up right now at getkim.com. And it goes through the latest tech news, scam alerts, and maybe a few tips thrown in. And of course, a meme at the end just to make you smile and a trivia question. It's all boiled into one free email you can get every single day at getkim.com. All right, number four on our list, you need to stop writing checks. And if you're still paying your bills by checks, you need to switch. That's the bottom line. In the past year, American banks reported more than 608,000 check fraud incidents. That's double over the previous year. Now, most check fraud happens when the mail's stolen. Now, post office says that mail theft is at this all-time high. And once the thief has the check, what they do is they change the name on the page to themselves. So if you have to issue a check, you want to use a special pen. It's a Uniball 207 series pen. It has ink that actually bonds into the paper, making it more difficult for criminals to wash what they say or erase the ink from the checks. So some other things you need to do, make sure that your checks don't show your phone number or your social security number. You want to be sure to pay all your bills online if and whenever possible. And also make sure that your mailbox locks, preventing mail pirates from actually stealing your mail. And finally, this, we talk about artificial intelligence. Not all the doom and gloom that it's going to take over humanity and there won't be any other beings on Earth, just these AI bots. The good news is that AI is not just taking jobs, that AI is actually creating jobs. And companies are now looking to add the power of ChatGPT to their workforce. So to do this, they're actually looking to hire real, honest-to-goodness human beings, not further invest in AI software. But they're looking for people who are skilled in something called AI prompting. Once again, it's called AI prompting. That's when a company uses an AI chatbot to interface one-on-one with customers. And sometimes the chatbot doesn't always come across as human. So as an AI prompter, also called an AI content assistant, or sometimes they're called prompt engineers, what your job is that you fine-tune the chatbot to sound more friendly, more conversational, and to sound maybe, well, actually more human. And the pay, it's around $100 an hour. And with an eight-hour day, that's, doing the math, it's a couple of $100,000 a year. And in case you're wondering more, in case you want to know more about AI prompting, I found some courses that you can take on Udemy and Courseware that kind of go through what it entails and how you can be proficient at AI prompting. And if you're looking for these jobs, you find them all listed on the job sites. You know, and two pirates have just finished developing a machine with the ability to think and learn. Yeah, that's right. Two pirates, because they are just like, we got to get in this whole race. And the first pirate says, this is amazing. We should come up with a name for this. And the second pirate says, AI, Captain. Get it? AI. Like, oh, all right, whatever. All right, coming up, we have so much to share with you. Like, for example, your hotel key. What kind of data does it hold about you? And can you just throw it away? And your Apple Watch will predict if you will fall, but you have to turn on this setting first. We've got three ways to get discounts without signing up for any of those loyalty cards. And then later on, how digital marketplaces, these online stores, actually trick you into spending more money. And of course, we have all of your fantastic phone calls that you don't want to miss here on Kim Komando Today.
All you want is to meet your security and compliance requirements, but your business technology keeps changing. Cyber threats emerge every day. More regulations apply to you now than ever before, and your IT resources remain limited. The Center for Internet Security can help. At CIS, we work to create a safer world for people, businesses, and governments through collaboration and innovation. Using a community-driven consensus process, we work with IT professionals and volunteers around the world to develop and maintain security best practices. These resources save you time, money, and effort wherever you are on your cybersecurity journey. We also work with U.S. state, local, tribal, and territorial government organizations to share information with one another so they're stronger together. Join us today in creating confidence in the connected world. Visit CISecurity.org to play your part.
Hey, just a quick reminder, if you ever have any questions for me, I read every single one of your notes. Just drop them on the website. That's commando.com. And in the upper right-hand corner, there's a link that says Email Kim. All right, let's get started with Lena in Newark, New Jersey.
I've been up under attack for several years now. I just can't figure out how to get up out of this. They have gone through my contact list, so although that I changed my phone number and other devices, they are able to circumvent and capture my information all over again. When I say tracking, I'm talking about to the extreme where they set up the blue link on my vehicle and monitoring my comings and goings and my location at all times to break it into my home. I'm talking about from my son's device, girlfriends, friends, and family devices. Is there any way for me to get around this? How would I pursue this legally?
So who do you think it is?
It's my ex-husband, and he's working with a lady that works for Apple IT support. So she is very savvy into backdooring into systems.
But now he's into the kids stuff, and you mentioned your car?
Yes, Blue Link, yes. They activated account for Blue Link on my own vehicle. I wasn't aware.
It's Lena. It's Bluetooth. Just to let
Bluetooth.
You know, just Bluetooth.
Bluetooth. Something prompted me. I read your article. I said, let me look into this. And I did some investigation and I called them. They verified. Yes, it was activated. To my surprise, I'm always trying to figure out how are they keeping up with my whereabouts. And that was one of the resources they were using.
So did you go to the police?
I've been to the police. I've filled out several reports. FTC, I even tried to get a restraining order with the judge in Union County, New Jersey. No luck with that. It's been ongoing for years. And each time that I reach out and make an effort into slowing them down or getting some type of help, some type of recourse, they come back even heavier next time. So it may be a price for me to pay even just by speaking to you guys on this line here.
I'm sorry to hear that, Lena. That's got to be gut-wrenching and hard to sleep at night with all this is going on, right?
It is very much so.
So why do you think you can't move on?
I don't know. This is a person.
Why is he doing this?
This is a personal vendetta. And part of the reason why I sold my home, but he wasn't there when I purchased the home. And there was no proceeds for him at the end of the day. You know, I don't care what's the reason why, but you don't attack other people. I have family and friends that work for the government, the state, and Homeland Security, compromising their devices. So if you want to direct it at me, that's fine. But when you start going those routes and affecting other people's devices, which affect their work, then we got a problem.
So what are some, give me like just one or two concrete examples where you're like, okay, yeah, this is happening.
Okay. For one, when I start my phone, I always get the no service, and then it kicks in. That's right there. It's a clear indication. You hear clicking on the background. You know, when I'm speaking to people on the phone, you can hear like somebody's clicking in. That's another source. Even looking at my device, my son had put my boy a new tablet. He was setting it up. He had his phone setting next to the tablet at the time of setup. So when he went back in to put the password in, it would not accept. And he's looking strange, like, you know, I know this is what I entered, but he had to redo it again. And I'm telling him it was his device that's being compromised. If you take your phone and lay it next to a tablet, they're able to scan for the IP address. He had his Bluetooth on at that particular time. Information was captured, wasn't able to get into the system. It locks me out.
You know, it's
It's always hard to help through a phone line with this. And you've right. got extenuating circumstances with the, as you've, you know, given me little clues along the way, because by no means can I find out the entire story in just a few minutes. But as far as with your son and having a work phone that he can't get rid of, and you know, Bluetooth connections, and law enforcement not wanting to help, which I'll tell you, Lena, I've heard that a lot, that mm-hmm. that people go to down to the police station and they think there's going to be like some cyber guy is going to say, okay, here's what we need to do, and here's how we, which there's no cyber guy or gal doing anything. There is an initiative called the Cyber Civil Rights, and that okay. may be something that you might want to take a look at, or I would call them, because they're really there to provide support for victims of online abuse, cyber stalking, non-consensual pornography, revenge porn, things of that. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. if you have a pen, I'll give you their phone number right now. And yeah, you've got a lot. You know, I think you've got to take this to a higher level.
Yes, I do.
I mean, this Cyber Civil Rights Initiative, which is at, you know, it's at cybercivilrights.org, just at cybercivilrights.org, okay? But I think, Lena, you need to go see a lawyer who specializes in family law and stalking and harassment.
Okay.
Because somehow you need to get some legal action going against these folks who are causing you to live in a living hell, right?
Yeah.
The number is 844-878-2274, okay? Or you can go online to cybercivilrights.org. Once again, that's cybercivilrights.org. But I really think that there's more things that you need to be doing, like to consult with that lawyer, somebody who specializes in stalking and harassment and family law, and can get you the right information to the right hands, so that this way there may be some legal action that may be taken against these folks. Now, we do have a friend of the show. His name is Rico Danielson. And this is what Rico does for a living, not just for individuals, but for major corporations. Now, I'm not sure what he charges, but you can check out his web address at ricohd.us. Again, Rico Danielson at ricohd.us. I just wish there was a better solution, if there was just one great solution to make all this stalking stop. It seems like I get these calls at least once every couple of weeks. It's really, really, really frightening. All right, let's talk about your hotel key. We're going to switch gears just a little bit. You ever wonder how that key opens your room, the gym, maybe even lets you pay for things? Is it a way for you to get hacked? Well, your hotel key card is super simple. It carries inside of it a tiny, unique identifier. It's a secret code that connects to a database inside the hotel system. So whenever you swipe or tap that card, the system takes a quick look at that unique identifier and then checks to see if it matches the database. If everything's all swell and good, the door swings open for you. So does the card remember anything about you? Nope. The card does not hold any of your personal details. I want you to just think of it as a middleman. Now, some fancy hotels have cards that connect to contactless payments or loyalty programs, but keep in mind, it's still just a hotel key that just lets you in wherever you're supposed to go. So when you check out, it's absolutely safe to just throw the hotel key away. But I'll tell you, I don't know, I fold mine in half just for good measure. You want to stay right where you are? We have more phone calls and more tips you don't want to miss here on Kim Komando Today.
All you want is to meet your security and compliance requirements, but your business technology keeps changing. Cyber threats emerge every day. More regulations apply to you now than ever before, and your IT resources remain limited. The Center for Internet Security can help. At CIS, we work to create a safer world for people, businesses, and governments through collaboration and innovation. Using a community-driven consensus process, we work with IT professionals and volunteers around the world to develop and maintain security best practices. These resources save you time, money, and effort wherever you are on your cybersecurity journey. We also work with U.S. state, local, tribal, and territorial government organizations to share information with one another so they're stronger together. Join us today in creating confidence in the connected world. Visit CISecurity.org to play your part.
Hey, coming up in just a few minutes, some ways that you can get discounts at major stores without necessarily signing up for any of these loyalty cards. And then later on, it's not just you. It's called dark shadows and dark marketplaces, digital places online that are tricking you into spending more money, even though you're like, what the heck's going on? I just wanted to buy one thing. And before we get to all of that and more of your phone calls, let's talk about your Apple Watch. I mean, has your gait or how you have walked changed over the years? This is really important for you to know because every single year, 3 million adults here in the United States head to the emergency room because of a fall injury. Now, a sudden shift in your stride is more often the first sign of some underlying health issue. And it's difficult to notice all by yourself when it happens. But if you have an Apple Watch, you're absolutely in luck because it has a feature that notifies you when something's amiss. It's called walking steadiness, and it's located inside your phone's health app. Now, once you turn this on, it monitors your posture, and it predicts if your walk is weaker or less steady than usual. Now, to set it up, you have to open your health app and then find what's called, as I mentioned, walking steadiness notifications. You're going to need to confirm your age, your weight, and your height. Now, this is the really important part. I want you to make sure that the notifications are turned on because this is how the app warns you about any shifts in your walking stability. And this is pretty great, too. As the watch tracks your walking steadiness, you can actually see in a handy chart how your walk has improved or declined. And once again, this is a really great thing for you to turn on. It's not turned on by default. It's called walking steadiness. And again, make sure that you turn on those notifications. All right, back to the phones we go with Don in Dayton, Ohio.
Hi, Kim. It's an honor to talk to America's digital goddess.
Oh, you're so sweet, Don. Thank you.
As a longtime listener and Kim Club member, I want to thank you for all the info and the quality of life you've provided us over the years.
Oh, you're sweet. So, it's really my honor and pleasure because, you know, in the beginning of when I was starting my career, I was a programmer and I hated that. So I found something that I really like to do and make money at it. It was like, wow, look at this.
Yeah, I did programming too, and I grew quickly to hate that also.
It's so one-dimensional, just sitting right there. I mean, it's good in problem solving and, you know, there's some gratification at the end, but I'm more of a people person, obviously. But what's going on with you?
Well, I would like to create a video recording of my home and my personal belongings just to archive it in case I might need it in the future for like an insurance claim or something. And I've tried a couple of things. I've tried a camcorder. I've tried my iPhone. And the result is the same both ways. I get a series of small video files that when I copy them either to a computer or to a disk, I have to manually navigate from one file to the next to view them. And I'm wondering, isn't there any way I can create one file that will play back continuously as I stream it?
Well, let's talk about the home inventory. So the home inventory is in case a fire, theft, all the above, right?
Right.
Okay. So, go ahead. Go ahead. You finish.
And the thing is, as I go from room to room, I need to stop and restart the recording. And that's where I get the multiple videos.
Well, I know you want to do it that way. Can I tell you about a better way?
Please do.
Okay. Is that there are these programs like Sortly, another one's called Memento Database. And what it does is it allows you to go room by room and you take pictures, or you can scan barcodes, whatever it may be. You take pictures of everything that's in that room and then you can say what it is. And some of these programs even will go out on eBay and give you a current value of whatever that memento, whatever it may be that you want to make sure that you have a picture of. So you have a full database, so to speak. So if you wanted to say, you know, show me all my, I don't know, just collectible books, and you have books in one room, another room, another room, then you can find out all those books. Let's say you want to move. And so you have everything in this one room. It's in a database. What you can do is you can put it in a box, and then instead of writing on the box the old-fashioned way, den, right?
Okay. I've done that.
All right. I think we all have. And you're like, dang, I don't remember what was in the den. You know, so, and then you're like, open the box and you're peeled to the bottom. You're like, okay, oh, wait, I think that was in the family room. Okay. So, yeah. Okay. So if you ever go to move, is that you can say, okay, here's everything in the den. And because it's already in a database, is that you put a QR code on the outside of the box. You scan the QR code and you're like, oh, there's my father's bell that he gave me. Okay. So
that is cool.
So, yeah. So instead of us, you know, taking that video and walking all around, and I know what you're saying. You want to get one continuous video, and that's not really made. I mean, there's some apps that can do that, but there's better ways to do that now to that make more sense. And when you give something away or you sell something, is that you just take it out of the database. You don't have to worry about, oh, I need to go do that video again.
That sounds wonderful.
Okay.
And I assume you'll give us some links to some good stuff.
Yeah, I will. So I know it's not the answer you wanted, but I think it's probably a better solution, right?
It sounds like it. Okay. Sounds like a much better solution.
All right, Don. So I'm going to put you on hold. And since you're a member of the community, and thank you so much for doing that. Do you watch the show?
Oh, yes.
Awesome.
Yes, absolutely.
Are you in?
I have to tell your listeners, they're really missing out if they don't watch the show, the recording, to see the behind the scenes.
Yeah.
That behind the scenes is so entertaining.
Oh, well, thank you. And what the behind the scenes is for everybody is that when the radio stations go to break, is that we chit chat, we show videos. The last segment we just talked about, Mike's still trying to find the right love of his life. And we're helping him along. Let's just put it that way. We're helping him along. And, you know, thank you for your support, Don, and for everybody else who's a member of the community, because, you know, as a small business, everything counts, right? I mean, every little bit helps. And it's your support, not just on the show and the radio stations and good things like that, but also what we do on the website. And as a member of the community, Don, again, once again, thank you for being that, is that you can use the Q&A forum. And the Q&A forum is where I post some links of some things that I talk about. So I'll post some links to three different home inventory programs that make perfect sense, so that this way you can not have that long video recording, Don. No. We're not going to let you do that. All right. You want that sale price. I know you do. But first, you have to give up your data. Smartphone apps make purchasing things super simple, but they come with a huge cost. What is that? It's your privacy. Now, many grocery stores are ditching their physical loyal cards for smartphone apps. But what if you don't want to download another app? So unfortunately, you're probably going to miss out and you're going to pay more, because if you don't participate in these loyalty programs, you may pay as much as 3 times more for a single item. Now, over time, of course, that adds up. So how can you get discounts without adding another layer to your digital footprint? Okay, number one, look for stores that don't require loyalty programs for the discounts. I'm talking about Trader Joe's, Walmart, and Target. Everyone just gets the lowest price possible. Number two, physical coupons. I know, you're like, I don't get the newspaper anymore. Where do I get coupons? Now, most grocery stores, they have a coupon section right on their website. So this way you can go there, you can print, you can snip, and then you can hand in. And then finally, number three, you can just ask for the discount anyway. You can say, I've done that. Oh, you know, I forgot my loyalty program. I don't know my phone number that it's associated with. And because behind the counter cashiers usually have a code to charge the digital price without you needing to have that loyalty app or code. So just don't be shy. Just go ahead and ask. All right. Still to come, we have more of your phone calls, as well as that great tip that you need to know about, because I don't want you to fall for this, how digital marketplaces are tricking you into spending more money on these websites, here on Kim Komando Today.
All you want is to meet your security and compliance requirements, but your business technology keeps changing. Cyber threats emerge every day. More regulations apply to you now than ever before, and your IT resources remain limited. The Center for Internet Security can help. At CIS, we work to create a safer world for people, businesses, and governments through collaboration and innovation. Using a community-driven consensus process, we work with IT professionals and volunteers around the world to develop and maintain security best practices. These resources save you time, money, and effort wherever you are on your cybersecurity journey. We also work with U.S. state, local, tribal, and territorial government organizations to share information with one another so they're stronger together. Join us today in creating confidence in the connected world. Visit CISecurity.org to play your part.
And let's talk about the free Kim Komando Show newsletters for just a second, because I have a goal. I want to get 1 million subscribers by the end of this year. And I know it's a huge goal, but I'm Kim Komando. You wouldn't expect anything less than that, right? So it was about 6 months ago as I embarked upon this mission to redeploy and reinvent and innovate our free newsletters. And if you're not getting the new newsletters, I'm telling you, you're just missing out. So many people are loving them. As I mentioned, 400,000 folks every single day. And what do you get? You get the latest tech news, some scam alerts. We put in some device advice. There's a trivia question. There's a meme at the end just to make you smile. It's the perfect way for you to start your day. It really, truly is. Every single morning, I get up. The first thing that I do is I get a bottle of water. And then I start plowing through all these different websites to make sure that you're up to date on everything digital. So you might be sitting there going, okay, Kim, that sounds great. How do I sign up? Because again, it's free. Head over to getkim.com. Once again, that's getkim.com. We're not going to sell, lease, distribute your email address to anybody ever. We're just not going to do that. So your data is safe with me. Your email address is totally safe. So head over to getkim.com. Once again, that's getkim.com. Julie in Arkansas, glad to have you with us.
Hi, Kim. Thanks for taking my call.
You betcha. What's going on?
Well, I'm going to be in the market for a new computer, and I was hoping that there's something out there that does not have a lot of stuff that where they can track you, everything you do. And I really am not very computer savvy, so I just didn't know if there was a basic computer out there that you could recommend that would serve those needs.
So you're tired of Google and Apple or the above?
Yes, Google, Apple, all of it. I use DuckDuckGo. I got off Google a couple years ago. I don't use them anymore. So I use DuckDuckGo. I went to Rumble. Mm-hmm. Everything, I'm trying to just get out of all that stuff, all the woke, you know, tracking everything that they just want to know what your business is. So,
yeah, it's... The reason why this is what you hear with my hesitation. When we start talking about a computer that doesn't have any tracking, typically what we're going to do then is we're going to use something called the Linux operating system. Okay.
Okay.
They have names like Tails, Cubes, Ubuntu. It can be really challenging unless you're really tech savvy to set up and to use it. Okay. Just going to tell you that right now.
Okay.
Now, there is a company that will set it up for you, and you can look at their laptops. They also have phones, too. It's a company called Purism, and their product line is called Librem. It's Librem, Purism, and they have laptops that have the Linux operating system built right in. And they also have, like, kill switches, and you can physically disconnect components that you might think, you know, somebody's tracking me, like maybe a microphone or a camera at that point. And then there's also another company called Pine64, and they have laptops as well. And they run these versions of Linux. And so, you know, at this point, you're going to work on an operating system that is not from Microsoft, okay? It's not from Google. It's not from Apple. And it's an open source operating system. You can still use the web and you can still work on documents. And as long as, you're not going to be using the products that are supplied by the big tech companies, Julie. You're not going to be using Google Docs. You're not going to be using Apple products. It's very difficult in trying to really work within the constraints of our society and not be susceptible to any of the any of the products that big tech give us, because let's be honest, a lot of these products are super good, okay? And they don't charge for them. So in order to make their money is that they are, again, charging for our data when they sell that. I mean, even your TV is spying on you and selling your data. We've got links on the website on how to get rid of that. So if you're so inclined, we'll send you these links over to these companies so you can check them out. And after you check it out, if you want to go into this just a little bit deeper, I want you to give me a call back, and then we'll walk through the next step of what it's like to have a machine that is not tied to big tech in any way, shape, or fashion. And it's pretty difficult, but it can be done. And thanks for your call today, Shirley. You know, this brings up another question that I get a lot here on the show. How do I get a phone that is just a phone? And I don't want all the bells and whistles of an iPhone or a Google Pixel or a Galaxy or whatever it may be. So there's one phone called the Lite phone. It's kind of the anti-smartphone. It's a phone that is, I guess, going against all of our screen-addicted lifestyles. It's like a minimalist Zen garden stripped down. It's a credit card-sized device. It has no frills and features of modern smartphones. It's just a phone. It's like having a digital detox right in your pocket so you can disconnect from all the buzzing, social media, notifications, emails, endless apps, while still being able to have a phone. It's kind of like a phone that a monk might carry, but they want to keep it on call just in case for emergencies. So if you are looking for a simpler time, a break from your screen addiction, that's where you want to look at. Again, it's called the Lite phone, L-I-G-H-T phone. They're about $250, and there's normally a couple of week waiting time because I think they manufacture on demand. And we have more information about it over on the website at commando.com. Have you ever noticed those countdown timers on shopping websites ticking away as if time is running out or the inventory is running out? Time and inventory is not actually limited. They're called dark patterns. And these are sneaky website design techniques that online marketplaces use to make you buy more. And of course, they're everywhere. So if you've ever added something to your cart while shopping online, only to find extra items mysteriously plopped in, that's another dark pattern. It's pretty sneaky. And that's when additional expenses like shipping fees and taxes and service charges are obscured, and they only reveal them at checkout. And you know those ads that blend in with the regular content on a website? Yeah, they're intentional too. Ads that look like native content make it harder for you to distinguish between, say, those sponsored ads and real product listings. So here's what you need to do. Just be smart, stay on your toes, recognize when you're feeling the pressure to buy. It's probably on purpose, okay? And you can always just close down that cart and go back to the website later and stop shopping when you're drinking. That's bad. And be sure to tell three friends about the Kim Komando Show and podcast. You can find me at commando.com.
This program is a copyrighted production of Westar Multimedia Entertainment and protected by the copyright laws. Any rebroadcast or use of this program for commercial, business, economic, or financial purposes without the written permission of Westar Multimedia Entertainment is strictly prohibited.
America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.